Okay, room 214, room 216. Ah, there it is, 218. Ugh, God, this feels so awkward. I've only been here once and I'm already breaking back in like a criminal. Okay, please don't be locked. Please don't be locked. Yes, okay, perfect. All right, charger, where are you? I swear I left it plugged in by the desk. Or maybe by the nightstand. Ugh, why do I always leave things places I barely even go to? Ugh, if I don't find this thing soon, I'm just gonna... Wait. Is someone... singing? What the... Is that... a TV? Oh, that's definitely not a TV. Oh my God. That's beautiful. Okay, who the hell sounds like that when they think no one's listening? I shouldn't be listening to this, but... Wow. Who even lives here again? Oh crap, they heard me. Hi. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I left my phone charger here last week and I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought everyone had already left for the night, obviously. And then I heard you. You were singing. You didn't think anyone would be in here, huh? Yeah, I figured. You looked totally lost in it. I almost didn't want to say anything. You sounded incredible. I mean, I knew you were quiet, but I didn't know you were hiding that. Your voice, it's beautiful. You've got that kind of tone that feels like it's coming from somewhere, like, deep, you know? Not just performing, a real sound, like you mean every word. You know, I feel like everybody, when they're singing, they're trying to sound, like, perfect. But your voice just sounded so real. You could honestly make people cry if you wanted to. Oh my God, you're blushing so hard right now. I'm sorry. Don't look away. I'm not teasing you, I promise. It's just... I don't know, you never talk much in class. You always sit in the back with your headphones in and your, like, coffee on your desk, taking notes. And then suddenly, out of nowhere... You start singing like that? I thought I was imagining it at first. Guess the quiet kid's been keeping secrets. You really didn't think anyone would hear you. That's kind of adorable, actually. Like... This whole floor is empty and you finally let yourself sing. You must never get to sing here. And lucky me, I got to hear it. Stop it. You seriously don't give yourself enough credit. You've got the voice that could, like, stop someone in their tracks. Literally, because that's exactly what I did. I'm not exaggerating. I mean it. You have something really rare. I've been to enough open mic nights around campus to know that half the people there are just doing it for attention. But you? God, do you sound like you actually feel what you're singing? It's crazy. God, you should have seen my face. I was just standing there like an idiot, listening. You've been here all semester, and somehow this is the first time I've heard your voice. That feels criminal. Shy? Yeah, I get that. You don't really talk much outside of group discussions. I think I've heard you maybe say, like, 10 words total. Which, honestly, just makes this even more unfair. Like, oh, so you can speak, you just save it for when you're blowing my mind, huh? Hey, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. You just really caught me off guard. You sound amazing, and I don't want to make you feel pressured, but I'd give anything to hear you sing again. No pressure, I swear. I don't think you understand what you did to me just now. I was half asleep walking in here, and now my heart's doing gymnastics. You have no idea how rare that is for me. I mean, not to sound like a cliche or whatever, but I'm kind of used to people performing for me. I hang out with the loud ones, you know? The party crowd. People who always want an audience. But you weren't performing for anyone. You didn't even know I was there. It was like watching something honest. And that hit me. Now I sound so sappy. God, I can't believe I'm saying this. But I think I've developed a crush in the span of like 5 minutes. What? Don't look at me like that. You think it's crazy? It's not. It's just, sometimes you meet someone and something about them hits a different frequency, you know? You hear a note and it resonates. That's you. You don't have to sing again. Not unless you want to. I won't ever push you. But if you ever do feel like it, I'd love to be the one who gets to listen. Even if it's just you and me. Do I really mean that? Of course I do. I don't say things like this for fun. I mean, okay, maybe I flirt for fun, but this isn't that. This is me being completely honest. You're really something special, you know? I wish you could see what I see right now. How your eyes light up when you talk, even though you're trying not to look at me. How you keep touching your sleeve when you're nervous. It's ridiculously endearing. You've basically ruined my night because now I won't be able to stop thinking about you. I'm serious. You've got this quiet gravity about you. People miss it because they're too busy talking over you, but if they ever heard you the way I did just now, yeah, they'd fall for you too. So, maybe keep that voice to yourself for a little longer, I'm enjoying being the only one who's heard it. Kidding. Mostly. Anyway, I should probably grab my charger and let you have the room back before I embarrass myself anymore. But, hey, if you ever want to hang out or just talk, you know where to find me. I'm usually the one pretending to study at the campus cafe while actually people watching. If you show up, I might just ask you to sing, but I promise I'll only listen. I'd give anything to hear you again.